Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon. At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rod.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanet.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back to Primetime. Patrick Harris, Will Ortner with you filling in as the boys are at. We've had a wonderful couple hours here. We'll do some more tomorrow if you join us.
It'll be excellent.
It'll be excellent. Some teas coming up this hour. We'll get into, we'll talk some NBA going down tonight. Also, the new highest paid tight end in the NFL is here. And is that a good thing or a bad thing? Plus, how do you get caught cheating and no repercussions? Little dig into the club for you. This little girl thought she had monsters in her bedroom. One could argue she did.
Oh, like she actually had them under her bed?
Plus, would you stand around and watch somebody eat a gargantuan amount of food in a public place?
People do that around me.
So there's a lot of fun stuff to get to in the 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock hour.
I've never stood around people who eat a lot of food, but people have done it around me. So, I mean, I know people who would.
Shocking, Will. Shocking.
I don't do it as much anymore.
In the 3 o'clock hour, we have the poll question. Who has a better chance of winning a title? Kevin Durant or LeBron James?
It's weird. A lot of people are going KD.
Schultzy, you got results for me?
Yeah, we've actually gotten quite a few votes, and it was like half and half earlier in the poll. But yeah, KD, yeah, Will is right. He's pulling ahead with a 62% lead over LeBron.
62? Wow.
I'm not saying
I'm wrong. I probably would have voted LeBron.
I voted LeBron.
But wow, that much, huh?
I wonder if it's because, one, people think that he will get out of Phoenix and find another spot to win, or if they think that he is younger than he is, because you don't realize it. Kevin Durant,
36.
He's only got a couple years left.
Yeah.
He's only got a couple years left, and the decline is really starting. I also feel like he gets a little more praise than he really should.
I would also agree with that. So keep voting on that. We'll update all that later on as we continue. But first, now, the hot 5 and 5.
Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue. Brought to you on the fan by Victor Rico's Mexican Food, the most popular burrito spot in Oregon. Online at victorricos.com.
Number 5.
number five.
Number five starts with what I watched today, the exciting sports that I woke up for, my friend.
Cricket.
Bayern Munich, Real Madrid, leg one in Munich for the semifinals of the Champions League, saw a 2-2 draw. Harry Kane with the PK, that's his favorite spot. Leroy Sané for Bayern, it was the second goal. And Vinny Jr. had two goals. One was a PK, but his first goal, the pass from Toni Kroos to Vinny Jr., was absolutely incredible. I know you're not the biggest soccer guy in the world, Will, but go look at Vinny Jr. highlights. He is one of the best players in the world.
I'll have to go check it out. My one thing that I can say... My one thing I can say about Bayern Munich, they stole money from me when I bet on Arsenal in the first round. So, I guess go the Munichs?
They didn't steal money from you. You were stupid to bet on.
My sources were bad. My guy I used.
So now you're going to blame your sources.
Well, I was riding with the boys.
Where are we? There we go. The Houston Astros have decided to send veteran former MVP Jose Abreu down to the minors, guys. Jose Abreu just brought his batting average up from 065 to 099. He has an on-base percentage of 156 and a slugging percentage of 133. I don't know if I've ever seen somebody, let alone somebody I knew or a former MVP, be this garbage at baseball.
Well, I wonder if you get to a certain point where you finally get the big contract and you make all that money and you just say, you know what? I'm done. It wouldn't be the first time. Anthony Rendon did it pretty well as well.
Absolutely insane.
Number three.
Number three takes us to the NHL. You know what, guys? I've actually been watching a decent amount of playoffs lately.
Some hockey talk.
I've actually been really enjoying some of these playoffs. Now, I don't know a lot of the guys, a lot of the players, so I'm still like working on that. But it sounds like Meadows isn't playing for Toronto tonight, which is not great because I'm definitely rooting against Boston.
No, Boston's going to roll that series. They dominate. It's death, taxes, and Boston beats Toronto.
Boston-Toronto, end of the first, is tied 1-1. Halfway through the first on TBS, you can catch Carolina's up 2-1 on the Islanders. Later tonight, we'll have Colorado and Winnipeg and Nashville and Vancouver at 7 o'clock. I'll probably be watching the Colorado-Winnipeg game when I'm done with this. I'm partially rooting for a Canadian team to win this year, but it sounds like it ain't going to happen.
I don't think so. That being said, this Vancouver Canuck team might be a team of destiny. They've had a lot of come-from-behind victories, especially in their last one. They're down in Nashville. They are down with 2 minutes left, two goals. They come back and win that one in overtime. Huge. I do have to give a shout-out to some local hockey as well, though. Your Portland Winterhawks won last night. They are up 2-1 over the Prince George Cougars in the Western Conference Finals.
Cool. Go Winterhawks.
Go Hawks.
I love going to Winterhawks games.
Dude, they're the best, and they're a four.
Number two brings us to Mike Trout, maybe the best player I've ever seen play in my entire life. He is going to have knee surgery on his meniscus. This broke about a couple hours ago. And just devastating news for the Angels, for Mike Trout, and more importantly, for my stupid little baseball show, because I love Mike Trout.
Well, on the bright side, he should probably be back this year unless he decides he doesn't
shut
want
it down.
To be.
Well, when they're 50 games under 500, he probably should shut it down.
I think he might be a trade deadline target. If a team could be convinced or a team says, hey, you pass your physical, we'll trade for you. That might be a move that the Angels could do. I just don't think that Moreno will ever do it.
Does this move officially label him injury-riddled, injury-prone? I think it does.
This is the first time in my entire life that I am genuinely contemplating, is Mike Trout done? On good news, on better news, go watch Mookie Betts. Do you know he leads the American League in like every single offensive category you want? Or the National League, excuse me?
Mookie Betts is awesome. That... I hate it because the rest of my family is Dodger fans, and so I have to deal with their cockiness all the time.
Yeah.
But
what, the one World Series they've won in 30 years?
The Dodgers are so much fun to watch.
They are. I love Glasnow. And number one leads you. We'll give you an update on the NBA right now. This Philly-New York game, although New York is pulling away, it's 44-34 with 2 minutes to go in the second, it's been real chippy. And these... These Knicks fans are kind of chewing it up. Orlando and Cleveland just started early. Orlando up 4-2, and tonight will be Indiana-Milwaukee. Between the next two games, will Orlando-Cleveland, Indiana-Milwaukee, what are you more interested in watching?
Orlando-Cleveland, I feel like that is the closest playoff series we have going right now, or it's that one, or it's Dallas and L.A. When you look at the Indiana one, I mean, no Dame, no Giannis, Middleton's banged up. That one feels like a foregone conclusion that it's over. This one that you have going on right now, like, it's been fun and physical between the Knicks and 76ers, but again, the Knicks are up so big in the series, I don't feel like the 76ers can come back. When you look at that Orlando-Cleveland series, it's close. Every single game feels like it could go either way, and every single game that's been at home, the home team has won. And you know a real series doesn't start until someone wins on the road, so that's got to happen soon. They've been really fun games to watch.
That's the truth. And I'm curious about, because, I mean, Cleveland a couple of years ago was like a really fun up-and-coming team, and then they snagged Donovan Mitchell. It doesn't seem like it's working.
He also doesn't feel like he wants to be there, which is so weird because, like, when you look at a guy, like, if you look at their bigs, Jared Allen is going to do all the dirty work. He's going to score at a high efficiency, and he's going to go get every rebound that you need. He plays good defense. Mobley, with his length and athleticism, he presents so many problems, but he doesn't feel like he's reached his true potential. And then for every good Donovan Mitchell game, you're going to get an average to a below average one. It's an interesting series. And then with Orlando, you have a team that feels like it's a year or two ahead, and they're just here because they play hard-nosed good defense.
I know. I wish Orlando's the team that I wish wasn't as good as they are now. It's like OKC. It's like, if you guys were just bad for one more year, I know this draft is currently being panned as the worst. I heard Andy and Brandon this morning, the worst draft of all time. I don't know if it's
Draftmageddon.
I've seen bad drafts.
It's bad.
We don't know yet because none of these guys have played in the NBA yet. But even with a down draft year, if you could have one more year to get one more young stud in there, I'd be really excited. But I think the story of the playoffs so far for me is kind of, watching Orlando and watching
Cleveland.
Oklahoma City. Because of watching these young teams and seeing what they are. Cleveland, I kind of, to finish this point and then we'll get out of here. This Cleveland team, I'm not enjoying it.
Right.
Like, I enjoyed it, and then they got Donovan Mitchell and I was like, this is gonna be crazy. I'm gonna be all about this. And I'm just kind of it's just kind of boring. You know, at least they're
good enough to where you are going to care and you're going to make the playoffs, but they're not good enough to be a championship team. They're not young enough to where you go, what could they turn into?
Right.
But they're not old enough to where they had the success like the Lakers or like Golden State to be like, well, I'm going to watch them because they have all these stars. They're the perfect middle ground team where just good enough to make the playoffs, might win a series, might not. But you're not going to see them in a conference finals, let alone an NBA finals.
Yeah, and Donovan Mitchell's going to force his way to New York somehow. I just know it. Like, why go to Cleveland in the first place? Why don't you just go to New York? I'm so confused. Anyway. All right, let's continue this conversation. What's going on in this? I want to talk a little Indiana basketball and the current state of the Milwaukee Bucks. Is this a positive or is this a negative for them? We got a loaded third hour. Don't go anywhere. That's Will Ortner. I'm Patrick Harris. Jordan Schultz behind the glass. Primetime. 1080 The Fan. Wild to think about doing this.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joe, Will, which, yep. It's good to see you, by the way. I love doing shows with you.
It's a lot of fun, man. I always have a great time.
Is never in my life would I think I'd be talking this much basketball on a show.
Well, and also be genuinely excited.
Yeah.
About talking this much basketball.
I think people that know me know I struggle with the NBA from time to time.
Right. Well, I think most people do.
Yeah, right? Like, I'm not the only one in this, right?
Like, I think if you're a casual NBA fan, this is kind of the part of the season where you start paying attention. And I know that makes people mad. Like, I know it drives Sprague up the wall.
Well, because he's a hooper, though.
Right. But if you're a casual NBA fan, you really don't start paying attention because you kind of know where everyone's going to end up, barring a crazy injury or some weird trades. But the NBA, like, you know Boston's going to be in the mix. You know
Portland's not.
Right. And so you don't need to tune in and night out because you know for the most part what you're going to get.
It almost sounds like you're saying this is turning into a little Stanley Cup-esque.
Well,
because I see hockey throughout the year only because there's a place I like to drink at
right.
that always plays hockey. Because a lot of people that go in there, a lot of the regulars are big hockey fans. And I don't really care. It'll be hockey on one TV, baseball on another. So I don't really care. But I will watch more games and be more intrigued when it comes to playoffs for hockey. I'm wondering if the NBA is turning into that for me as well.
I think it's an oversaturation thing.
I'm actually going to turn on a hockey game right now.
There you go. Well, I think it's an oversaturation thing because football is perfect. Your team plays one game a week.
That's why I always say fantasy football is for suckers. You want to play a real fantasy sport? Come play fantasy baseball.
Right.
You got to do that S every single day.
Well, and there's games every single day. Like for football, on Saturday and Sunday, you know on Saturday your college team's playing, on Sunday your pro team is playing, and you're paying attention and you're locked in. But the rest of the week, you can go do other things, you can hang out with friends, you know, you can do all these other stuff. When it comes to the NBA, 82 games is a lot.
It's a lot.
And
that's coming from a guy that watches 162.
162 is a lot. Like, you're expected to sit down and watch a baseball game in the middle of May. Like, how much does that one game matter for the postseason? So I feel like a lot of people don't start tuning in until you're about two-thirds of the way, three-quarters of the way almost, done with your year, because that's when it's like, okay, like, I really need to lock in. Where's my team at for this? Where's my team at for that? I don't really think that it's a it's like, oh, I'm bored with the game. It's just there's so many games that you don't really need to lock in until the end, where in football, you have a finite number of games, and literally a win or a loss in September for football can be the difference between your team going to the playoffs and going to a big-time bowl or being left out in the cold.
You know, we were talking about Mike Trout earlier. Or no, we were talking about the Mariners in the 4 o'clock hour.
Right.
And if they'd be willing to trade one of those new, hot, young Lamborghinis they've got trotting out there every 5 days for a bat. And I kind of was mentioning it all depends on what top dudes are going to be available that aren't on contending teams. Mm-hmm. And I think that's kind of where we are now in basketball is – Dame was like the last one. Bradley Beal was kind of one of the last ones. Like, how many stars are on bad teams that are available?
Well, and I also
like
think
the Warriors don't make the playoffs, but Draymond's not available. Steph's not available.
No, but I also
Andrew Wiggins isn't available.
I also think with those teams too, like there's a move away from the super team. Like, you're
but
moving.
Where are those guys coming from? I guess is what I'm saying.
Right. So, like, let's find so. A big name this trade, this offseason, is going to be Brandon Ingram. Brandon Ingram and Zion Williamson.
Okay, great point.
Those are going to be big possible trades. You also forget that in Paris, all these guys are going to be playing together.
Yeah, we saw what that happened last time in China.
Right, so this is where they like to mix and mingle, and hey, where can we go play with this? Where can we go play with that? Can we team up together?
Yeah, is DeMar DeRozan available?
Right.
Is Trae Young available?
And so, like, these trades are going to be available, but I wonder if NBA GMs and teams in general, owners, start moving away from it unless it makes sense. Like, if you're Phoenix and you said you could trade Devin Booker, but you could trade Booker for a point guard, and I don't know what point guard would fit into a trade where you could get Devin Booker, right? Like, let's just say a hypothetical, you could get like a younger version of a Mike Conley, right? You could get a true facilitator, mm-hmm. right? Like Halliburton.
You'd love older point guards on young teams.
Right.
Like, I love Mike Conley.
Like, if you could trade away Devin Booker and pair him with a point guard that fits and he can pass the ball and he can facilitate to that team,
like,
would an owner...
Maybe like a De'Aaron Fox.
Right. Like, yeah. Or Darius Garland.
Yeah.
Would a team make that move? Like, is it a sexy enough move for Matt Ishbia to be like, yes, I'm going to pull the trigger and trade away one of my better players, even though that would be better for the team? Whereas he could, like this offseason, where he traded away Chris Paul and DeAndre Ayton so that he could get Bradley Beal. Bradley Beal was worse for the team, but it was also better for his bottom line because now everyone's excited because you have these three stars. So,
but you can't tell me that Ayton wouldn't have been in a better situation for Phoenix this year had they kept him.
I think the irony is Chris Paul would have been the best thing that they
could
have
had. Yeah, Chris Paul and Ayton with a healthy Durant and Booker might have been a way better situation than what they got going right now. What do you want? Do you want Bradley Beal, Kevin Durant, and Devin Booker? Mm-hmm. Or do you want Chris Paul, Devin Booker, Kevin Durant, DeAndre Ayton, and me in the four hole?
Right. Well, and with Chris Paul, like, obviously Chris Paul is old, but you could use him in a lesser role during the season.
Hey, and let's not beat around the bush here. Yusuf Nurkic was garbage.
But that's what Nurkic
I'm not
is.
To pile on him, but, like, he what had is? Some time in the during the season where he looked like maybe he was maybe new home, new look, new phone, who dis, that it might be good for him. But in the playoffs, just atrocious.
Right. And so I wonder with the NBA, there's, like, a belief, like, you got to tune in during trade time. Yeah, tune in at the beginning of the season because everyone's usually a little bit excited for the first couple
everybody's
games.
Everybody's sport, you're hyped about the beginning.
Right? And then, I mean, it's the age-old joke, but you tune in right after the Super Bowl or right around the NBA All-Star break. Like, whichever one comes first, that's when you tune in. And it's because the season is too long. You have 82 games. It's a lot to ask a casual fan to watch 82 games when you pretty much know what's probably going to happen.
Knicks are up 49-43 at halftime over the Sixers, and I can't decide if this is a good thing or not. Jalen Brunson and Maxey, both with 15 points, leading their teams. New York Knicks fans have been awoken, have they not?
Well, Jalen Brunson is so funny because he is like the one weird example where he gets signed in free agency. Way overpaid for what he had done in Dallas. Do you know how many 30-point games he had in Dallas?
Huh.
Three. He had three 30-point games. Most people were talking him as being one of the best threes, a really decent two in the NBA. And he has turned into being probably on that second-tier list of ones.
Yeah.
Like, he's not a superstar, but he's pretty damn close.
Yet.
Right. And so I wonder, he also fits that team perfect. Like, he's gritty. Well,
yeah,
he
that's
gets kinda, to where he wants to be, but he's not flashy.
That's kind of what I'm wondering. Like, oh, God, Knicks fans, this is going to be brutal. But Jalen Brunson is like a motor that just churns down the court, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can Knicks fans not be obnoxious and just love that style, or are we just inevitably going to get obnoxious Knicks fans?
No, because it's New York. You can't be in New York and not be obnoxious. Like, that's their bit.
Fair.
The Yankees are obnoxious. When the Giants are good, they're obnoxious. When the Mets are good, they're obnoxious. New York fans are just obnoxious, so you're going to get obnoxious fans. That being said, I love watching Knicks games. And that's the irony, because most of the time when you talk about loving watching NBA games, it's because the high-flying action. Look at all the acrobatic dunks, the blocks. Ant Edwards, he's electric because at any moment on any side of the floor, he can make a big play. Jalen Brunson just wears you down, and he's in that Thibodeau offense and defensive style of just grind it out and go slow but find your spots and make your shots. His second quarter whenever he wanted to get to the top of the key, he was going to get to the top of the key. And then as soon as the 76ers decide to double him or get some help defense, he finds the open man and they hit the three. New York's fun to watch. Are they good enough to win a title? No, probably not.
Are they good enough to go to the Eastern Conference Finals?
I think so.
Wow.
Because, like, think about it. So when you look...
Poor R.J. Barrett.
Well, because Boston, Boston is going to beat Miami, and so they're going to play the 4-5, which that is Cleveland-Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that whichever team they go against, they're going to win, right? When you look at New York, they're going to play Indiana. Indiana's offense, fantastic. Their defense is atrocious. Milwaukee didn't have Middleton, Dame, or Giannis. And Dame and Giannis for most of the game, Middleton gets hurt in the game. And that game was still close in game four when they went up 3-1.
If it's Pacers-Knicks, I'm going to lose my ass, my friend. I grew up as a diehard Reggie Miller fan, and I hated the Knicks simply because winner of Pacers-Knicks in the playoffs got to lose to Michael in the Eastern Conference Finals. We did it every year.
Every year. And then the 2 years that Michael wasn't there, they got to go lose to Olajuwon.
Yeah. Yeah, and then after Michael left again, they would go to the finals and lose to Shaq and Kobe.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's a cycle that keeps on giving. Now they get to lose to Boston.
So if it's Indiana-New York in a series, like 10-year-old Patrick's going to be real excited.
Yeah, and I think that's what it's going to be. When I look at this New York Knicks team, they are good enough to do that. And then do they beat Boston? No, probably not. But you don't know how long Kristaps is out. And
that's
with
true.
That defense and Boston's propensity to have games where they just don't hit a single three-pointer, why couldn't they get it into a 2-2 going into game five?
Wait, are we just assuming that Milwaukee's losing tonight?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. They're dead.
God, if they could have one more game, if they could get Giannis back for one game, they could be anything.
If only they had a good defensive point guard.
Boston's got a good one.
Yeah. Maybe they should trade for Drew Holiday.
Drew Holiday's great. All right, we come back. Enough about this basketball garbage. Travis Kelce got the bag.
Ooh.
Is the bag too big? Primetime, 10A The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Fun stuff built for you in the club hours, so stick around for that. Plus, you ain't cheating if you ain't trying. I mean, you ain't trying, you ain't cheat.
I was always told not to cheat.
You fool me, you can't get fooled again.
We have this old saying in Tennessee. Maybe it's in Arkansas. You can't get fooled again.
We don't get fooled again. But first, I want to say the Chiefs give tight end Travis Kelce a significant raise in a new 2-year deal, $34.25 million, $17 million fully guaranteed this season, and the rest of it is guaranteed on the third day of the 2025 league year. My question is, now Travis Kelce is worth more than this to the Kansas City Chiefs because of the Tay-Tay stuff and his jersey sales and his commercials and his celebrity status.
Right.
Is this the end of him?
Yes.
These are the last 2 years.
Yeah. Well, so this contract extension will go all the way through 2027. He will retire, in my eyes, somewhere between this season and 2027. He's going to be, what, 35, I believe, at some point through this year. So that puts him at the end of the contract at 37, 38. He's already started to lose a step. It was very clear this year he lost a step. What people don't give him enough credit for, because when they see him and they see his personality, they think, oh, big dumb football player, big dumb jock, guys running around hanging out.
No, that's the Rob Gronkowski's of the world. Our jock, bro.
He's actually one of the smartest football players.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's the age-old thing. I don't mean to bring this up. We all know this. He played quarterback in high school.
Right?
That's why he's so good out in the flat, because he knows where a quarterback's looking for him, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Half the time, he's not running the right route. What he's doing is he knows the defense and he runs to the open spot.
There are no routes for him.
Exactly. Yeah. And so what they're doing, and I think it's really smart, you overpay for him a little bit at the end of his career. It's smart because this shows other veterans that you are willing to overpay if you think, as a franchise, that player is going to help you in the long run. But then also you're paying him a little bit on the back end for the success he had before and for staying loyal to the franchise. The other thing that you're doing is you're going to have a lot of very, very young wide receivers. Rice is very young. He's going into his second year. You just drafted Worthy. He's going to be a rookie, right? Sky Moore's only been in the league a couple of years. Even Kadarius Toney, who has been atrocious.
The whipping boy.
He's been there. He's been in the NFL for 3 years, right? So you have all these young
wide receivers. A lot of room to grow there.
You have a lot of young wide receivers. Use Travis Kelce, arguably the greatest tight end to ever play the sport. Let him impart some of his wisdom on these players on how to find open spots, how to find open places for the quarterback to hit you with the ball. Now, he's not going to be able to help you catch the ball or what to do with the football after you've caught it, but I do think that you can still learn a lot from Travis Kelce at that wide receiver position, even though it's a slightly different position. And if Travis Kelce wins one more Super Bowl, we are really talking about him being the greatest tight end of ever.
I think the only thing, you're right. I'm giggling because it's like, oh my God, if that guy wins another Super Bowl,
he'd be my bet. Like, if you had to put money on it right now, I give you $100, Patrick, and I said you have to gamble this on a team to win the Super Bowl.
Are you
picking any other team?
No. Then I got to listen to the Mahomes, Brady stuff.
It's going to come. It's going to keep coming.
Stuff.
But you're also,
I like to say stuff.
Stuff. You're also seeing, though, what truly is the first iteration of Mahomes having to go from one type of team to another.
Yeah, that is true. And that's a whole different conversation. I think what concerns me the most about this deal is, and I know, you know, you gotta love Mahomes for this, that he is willing to restructure and move some money around to make sure we can get guys. I just know that they are going to find themselves in cap nightmare.
Yep.
And Travis Kelce might be a reason for that. And you don't want to see this happen where day one into the 2025 league year, or 2027 league, 2025 league year, he is cut.
I don't
want to see it end that way because they realize they're in cap nightmare.
I also don't think it can end that
way. That's like the most NFL thing in the world.
Yeah.
Our beloved greatest tight end of all time. Yeah, we cut him.
Yeah, but I don't think that happens in this situation. Because, like, there's a lot of times that players are beloved or players play for a long time, but, like, Bobby Wagner last year, albeit very, very good in Seattle, it's very clear that he has lost a step.
Yeah, he's tackles, done.
Tackles that used to be tackles for a loss are now tackles where the guy gets 3 or 4 yards. And there's nothing
wrong
with that.
Going backwards instead of forwards now.
Right. There's a place for that still in the NFL, and that's why he's going to keep getting one-year deals, but he's not Bobby Wagner of old. But you know what the Seahawks didn't do? They didn't cut him, right? Like, how often do you see, like, someone so instrumental in your success to this degree get cut? It's a lot of times where it's, hey, they were really good for like a 2-year period and then they got hurt and then they got cut. Travis Kelce, they're going to let him retire. It's the same thing as Jason. Like, Jason didn't really take a step back, but if Jason had came back this year,
we would have seen a decline.
And exactly, there would have been a decline, but you're not going to cut him. They're not going to get rid of him in that way. They're going to let him ride it out, and then they're going to strongly imply that he should retire at the end of the offseason.
Travis Kelce, the greatest wide receiver, greatest tight end of all time.
He's in the conversation.
I mean, I love Tony Gonzalez. Antonio Gates was a monster. And let's not forget the physical, absolute specimen that Rob Gronkowski is. That guy, if that guy's not on steroids, I am shocked. Like, that dude is a freak.
He has,
do y'all remember how good Aaron Hernandez was?
Make the argument.
Dude, I liked him more than Gronk.
I was going to say, you can make the argument at tight end he was more instrumental. Rob was a better blocker.
Yes.
Aaron Hernandez and what they could do with Aaron?
Deadly.
Well,
I wouldn't be Jesus. I wouldn't be surprised if Belichick dropped those rumors himself.
What's that?
I wouldn't be surprised if Belichick dropped the rumors about all of that bad stuff about Hernandez coming out before the draft himself. I mean, I know he was already on
foil hats. I like it.
Well, he was already taken off of some teams' draft boards, but he was probably still on the Cowboys, the Patriots, the Raiders, teams that really don't care about character traditionally.
And I like tinfoil hat.
Yeah, I think that one of those three guys probably sent a couple of messages out there and got some headlines. Well, look who dropped to him.
When you look at Travis Kelce's yardage, all-time tight ends, he is fourth. He is 500 yards away from Antonio Gates at 11,841.
He was just shy of 1,000 this year.
He is a little under 2,000 yards away from Witten. Probably not getting. Maybe he would. Tony Gonzalez, he's 4,000 away from.
Tony's one.
Tony is one. Tony has him beat. Guess how many games played he has more. Tony has more than Travis.
35. 110. Get out of here.
Whoa. Tony Gonzalez, 270 games
played.
Dude,
he played till he was like 40.
Travis Kelce has 159 games played.
See, the only reason I think Travis could break that is because Pat's throwing to him.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's nice when you got that guy chucking.
That's so insane.
So maybe what you're telling me is that he is a bargain.
That's right.
Actually a bargain.
You're telling me I can get this guy at this age for this amount of money, $17 million a year? I'm taking it.
Yeah, plus his girlfriend, too.
They're going to make all that and then some. If they can get
Taylor
Swift to
show up.
Dude,
if they split, do you think he sucks at football?
What if he gets better? He has like a career resurgence.
He catches like 3,000 yards.
He's like, I will not
65
leave.
65 touchdowns, 3,000 yards.
He's like, she might be the best singer of her era, but I will make damn sure I am the best tight end of all time era.
Back it up.
Money-wise.
Maybe best entertainer
that's,
of their era.
That's a better.
Yeah, I've heard chicks at the karaoke bar that hit better notes. Hell, Schulze hits better female notes than Taylor Swift.
Here come the Swifties.
All right.
Swifties get Patrick.
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm almost 40. Open Seggy next. Primetime. 10A The Fan. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward.
Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time? Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
No hot corner this evening, as I am not quite interested in doing 6 hours straight up radio. But there is Hot Corner every single Tuesday, Freudian slips, every single Tuesday from 7 to 9, myself and Joe Fisher with Jordan on the ones and twos. A little quick little thing before we get into this cheating stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If you go on to, if you ever need reasons as to why baseball sucks, this is it, okay? The top two stories on ESPN.com are about Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani, and neither of them are good stories. And neither of them play together anymore. Like,
is it Shohei more interpreter news?
Yeah, his money went to a bookie via casino. I don't know. Like, who cares? Like, funneled to a bookie via Las Vegas casino. Yeah, I don't really know.
So, what? What? That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it's just more of just revealing what Ipe was into. But what the more important story here is, the top two stories on ESPN.com are Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani, and neither of them are good things.
It's unfortunate.
Dude, nobody hates baseball more than baseball.
Yeah, but like at least on the bright side, like with Mike Trout, like it's an injury. You can't really do anything about that. It's not like he was gambling and then like in the midst of like a gamble, he was mad that he was losing and he jumped up and down and tore his meniscus. It wasn't like he was playing Dance Dance Revolution with Greg Oden and at the same time they both jacked up their knees.
I suppose that's true. It's just frustrating.
Yeah, well, if it bleeds, it leads, and it definitely bleeds in a surgery.
Definitely bleeds. A funny thing, the University of Georgia Bulldogs were playing Texas A&M in a baseball.
Mm.
And, well, this guy, Christian Rachna, came out of the bullpen, 6'5", 220, threw 30 pitches, 23 of them for strikes in the last two innings of a 5-4 win. There is a video of him posted by Barstool Texas A&M, shows him working on his glove in a corner. He's like bent down.
And he's like really kneading
in this corner
into it. Yeah.
Doing something, and you can't really see. But he's got like two fingers on it. I would think if you are working on your glove to be like broken in, why are you crouched down in a corner, amigo?
Right. Like when
you can sit on the dugout bench and do that.
Also, like when I first saw it, I kind of was thinking,
I thought he
like,
was peeing.
I thought he was peeing.
Yeah.
Because that's how you, like, that's how you hide it when you have to go to the bathroom in a game. Like, that's, you know. But the other thing, why are you doing, like, even, let's say he wasn't cheating. Let's take
find
his
the
word.
Reasons how he didn't cheat.
Right? Like, let's take his word for it. He wasn't cheating. He really was working in his glove. Why would you do it right there where everybody can see? Why wouldn't you do that on the dugout so that no one would know?
Go into the locker room.
And if you are cheating, I don't want to do any criminal activities with you. You did it right there in the open.
Yeah,
it's
dude.
Almost like you went up to a police officer and said, hey, I'm going to go rob this bank, and then walked in to rob the bank. Like, the town would be a horrible movie. Joe Mazzulla would hate it.
Yes.
If Ben Affleck got out of the bus and was like, we're going to rob this bank now, and then walked in and robbed the bank. Wouldn't be hard to figure out who did it.
No, it wouldn't. Also, it lead me to believe, I mean, like, everybody's cheating in baseball, right? I guess I never thought about college players cheating in baseball. Of course they are.
You don't really.
Baseball's built for cheating.
You don't really think about college baseball.
I really don't.
Like, you really don't until everyone's in Omaha.
I still don't.
I'll watch Omaha. Omaha's fun. It was a great little PlayStation.
I meet some people every once in a while, and they're like, you have a podcast? No, radio. It still exists? Yes, that still exists.
You can get upgraded to a podcast?
What do you? It is podcasted.
Yeah.
What do you guys talk about on your radio show? I mean, it's mostly baseball. And they're like, oh, sick. Do you ever talk college baseball at all? And I go, do they play with metal bats? And they go, yeah. And I go, no, we never talk about
it. No, we're not going
to. I can't handle it, dude. It's like, it's the sound of the bat and the ball is a very sacred sound to me.
Right.
It is something that you know what that is. Mm-hmm. And the ping is really absolutely brutal.
Well, the hard part is college basketball works and college football works because as soon as they're done with college, for the most part, they go into the pros and play right away.
Sure.
If you are done in college baseball, you're probably still not in the pros for at least another 2 years.
Right.
Sometimes three. And most of the best players don't go to college baseball. They just go straight into the MLB farm system.
Like Bryce.
Right. Or like they play like a year or two of junior college ball to bump up their draft stock so they can get drafted higher. Because if you go to a Georgia, an Alabama, Oregon State, you can't get drafted for 3 years. You have to wait till you're 21. So most of the best players just go right into the MLB. So why would I care about someone who probably isn't one of the better players? If he does end up making it, I'm not going to even know who he is until he's 27 or 28 because he's going to wait till he's 22, 23, 24 to graduate and then spend 2 or 3 years in the farm system.
What if I told you this guy was throwing 95? Does that make you think he was cheating?
But doesn't everybody throw 95?
Not really, man. Velocity's kind of down.
What was his spin rate? If you told me that his curveball all of a sudden broke like 12 inches when it normally breaks 8, I'd be like, yeah, he's cheating. I need spin rate. I need like the real nerds to come out and be like, this is what happened. His velocity went up because the ball was rotating 2 or 3 more times on its axis.
Ooh, Texas A&M, number one team in the nation.
Really?
Yeah. That's what it says. Number
good
one.
For the Aggies? Do you think they're really excited about it down at College Station?
No. They don't care about anything. They just want football. The manager of Texas A&M, Jim Schlossnagel, I am not lying.
Wow.
Schlossnagel said in a text to the Associated Press, when they asked him if he was putting a foreign substance on the ball, he goes, certainly appears that way. It's part of the game. Wish we would have caught it.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Are you going to retroactively
get it? No, but like, I like that the manager's like, well, you know, that's on me. I should have caught him cheating.
Right. Like, you can't go back and prove it now.
No.
So he kind of gets away with it, and then you just watch. You'll also know if he's cheating because now, guess what he won't do? He won't cheat unless he's a moron.
Over under, he cheats.
Not right away.
Yeah, not right away.
At least a couple days, he will not cheat. It's like when you get in trouble for stealing cookies at home. You get away with the first one. Then all of a sudden, you start hearing mom and dad being like, hey, I feel like there were more cookies in the cookie jar than before. Where did all these cookies go? You wait a couple hours before you take the next cookie.
Yeah, my mom never knew that a $20 bill was just missing out of her wallet. So strange. I was just gonna say something. I totally spaced there. I really love watching players get ejected for illegal foreign substance. I don't know why, but I think it's really great.
You want the pat down searches back?
I do. I always think about, and I think about it very fondly, when that umpire walked up to Michael Pineda when he was in the Yankees, and he had the pine tar.
And it was clearly glistening.
Clearly glistening.
Clearly a different
like
color.
The pine tar he thought was just the same color as his skin. And the ump just touches his neck, looks at it, and then just...
Bye.
Just the look on his face, too, Pineda's. Yeah. He's lips pursed out. Like,
how did they catch me?
The ump so calmly just rubs it between his fingers and then just, dude, you're out of here.
I wonder if he was, like, looking back on the film and he, like, watches the game. He's like, how did they catch me? Oh. You know, it's like when you got something in your teeth, you look at your buddy like, hey, is there something in my... Like, no, dude, you're good. Go talk to the girl. You're fine.
Busted.
Hey, Derek Jeter, is my neck look normal?
Hey, Capitan, do I look okay?
You're fine.
All right, coming up in the club hour, this girl thinks she has monsters in her room. Plus, how long are you willing to sit around and watch somebody eat food and also drunken escapades in the forest? We'll see how much of that we get to. But we're done with sports, okay?
Bye-bye.
We've had enough sports.
Bye, sports.
So we are now moving on. It's the club hour, primetime, 10A The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.